I came to that choice because it became clear to me that within this, what would be the new Scottish borders and independence, we would own about 98% of the oil in the North Sea. And there, at that time, there were an estimated 24 billion barrels of viable oil to be extracted, ignoring the vast amounts of shale oil out there as well. And it made economic sense to me for that oil to be going to Scotland and its relatively small population, rather than to the UK with its large population.
And obviously, since last year, we've seen the price of oil drop down to $43 a barrel. Would you still make the same decision now, 1 year on?
If I had been in the Scottish government and the vote had been yes, I would be actually quite happy at the moment. Because the one thing that would have happened had the vote gone for independence would be some very harsh negotiation between the Scottish government and the UK government. At Westminster, the argument would have been, had we had a high oil price, right, you're taking over the North Sea oil reserves, this is what you're going to have to pay for it. At the moment, with oil at less than $50 a barrel, my argument would be, I would be saying to Westminster, look, what are you going to pay us to take over the oil reserves now? The oil is at this price. The oil industry and you and everyone else is now saying that the oil industry isn't viable at that level. So that would have been very useful for negotiating a settlement with the UK.
So you would think it would have been a good bargaining position?
I think it would have been an excellent bargaining position. Of course, my thinking would be that won't last. I mean, at some point, oil will go up again. I think in an independent Scotland, it would be absolutely within our interest to throw every effort behind ensuring the viability and the sustainability of what remains in the North Sea. And I think we would be able to do that in a much better way than under the control of a UK government.